Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Not that long ago, Des, since Dundalk were easily the best football team of the country. Now they're on the brink of collapse.
Yeah, they were also one of the wealthiest. They were bringing in huge money from their European adventures. But as you say, by the end of the day, they could be gone, according to reports this morning. It's a very dramatic story. We're joined by our football correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue. Tony, the latest situation, please.
Yeah, today looks to be a huge day and an important day in the history and for the future of Dundalk Football Club. Last minute efforts are continuing to try and save the club from going out of business, and their potential withdrawal from the league will have consequences, of course, for the title race. It's understood that the owner, Brian Encoff's attempts to offload his ownership amid the continuing cash flow crisis have hit choppy waters, and a consortium led by another US-based businessman, Jeff Saunders, have withdrawn their interest over the weekend. So last night, the club were forced to issue a statement denying that their fate had already been sealed. There was a lot of stuff on social media saying the club had already gone bankrupt, and that's not the case. But I think today is going to be absolutely crucial. Now, the players' union, the PFAI, had pointed this out only on Saturday at the FAI AGM. Stephen McGuinness, the head of the players' union, said, you know, it's been 12 years since a club has gone out of business, 7 years since there's been a pay issue. But he alarmed, I suppose, the meeting by saying there are no wages for next week. The horse has bolted. He said the ownership test isn't robust enough, and at some point money in the future will have to be put into some form of an escrow account in order that the wages can be paid. But as for now, it's a critical situation. Dundalk due to play next Saturday in Sligo, but they may not exist by then.
What about the fact that they made so much money in Europe, etc.? Because none of it went into the ground. The ground is still poor by standards of other clubs. So where did all the money go?
Yeah, I mean, the club has been through several types and different ownership models. Owners have come and go. There was an American group, Peak Six, that came in, and there was a lot of issues around their ownership. But Dundalk continued to be successful in that time. I mean, they've won more league titles. They've been in Europe. They took a lot of that money from European competition, which was millions at the time. But little or none of that went into the refurbishment or the upgrade of Oriel Park, which is really badly needed. Since then, Stat Sports were involved. They sold on to Brian Ainscough, who was previously an owner at Kerry FC, and the FAI admitted that mistakes have been made in terms of their checking of the potential owners. He had passed the financial checks while with Kerry, but Dundalk had been checked on the basis that they were owned at the time pre-season by Stat Sports. But the FAI have pointed out that while they'll make every effort to help Dundalk's plight at the moment, they will not pay the wages. It's understood that the last few days that prize money had been given to them, but the FAI said they will not pay the wages. Dundalk is a private enterprise.
Okay, Tony O'Donoghue, thanks for that. The contrast, no money in Dundalk, just up the road at Royal County Down. Denmark's Rasmus Højgaard won €920,000 yesterday by winning the Irish Open. But the real story was that Rory McIlroy lost it because he looked on course to regain the title. He led by two shots with four holes to play, but he bogeyed 15 and 17. Højgaard had four birdies in the last five holes, and Højgaard beat McIlroy by a shot. Greg Allen spoke afterwards with Rory.
Rory, on 17, obviously, the misjudgment of the pace of the putt, and yet you came out on 18, hit probably the drive of the week, hit probably the iron shot of the week. I mean, it's... Yeah. Talk me through just that period.
Yeah, I saw when I missed the second putt on 17, I saw that Rasmus had birdied and got to 9, so I knew what I needed to do on the 18th tee. Driver probably wasn't the play because it brought those three bunkers into play, but... You know, I needed to try to make eagle, so you know, I had to try to thread it through those bunkers, which I did, and then yeah, the 7-iron was, yeah, you know, they're probably two of the best shots I've hit all week, and then I thought I hit the putt with good enough speed for it to sort of come down the hill a little more. It hung up there. Maybe the wind had a little bit to do with that coming out of the left, but you know, I guess I can take the positives. I hit the shots when I needed to, knowing that I needed to make a three, and you know, unfortunately the putt just slid by. You know, hopefully the tide's going to turn here pretty soon, and you know, I can turn all these close calls into victories.
Yeah, well, the European women's golf team also had a close call, but they didn't turn it into victory. They looked dead and buried, but they came back really strongly against the US. But eventually, the United States won 15.5, 12.5 to regain the Solheim Cup. World number two, Lilia Vu, delivered the winning moment after Europe had really pushed them. Leona Maguire, who admitted she was fed up that she didn't get more game time, won her singles match very impressively. She beat Ali Ewing 4-3. In the English Premier League, Arsenal are back in second place. Gabriel's second half header enough for a depleted Arsenal side to beat their neighbours Tottenham 1-0 and keep the pressure on Manchester City. The defeat leaves Spurs with just one win so far this season. Arsenal are 2 points behind Manchester City, and Newcastle joined Arsenal on 10 points later yesterday when Harvey Barnes' stunning strike gave them a 2-1 win at Wolves. West Brom went top of the Championship with a 3-0 win at Portsmouth. In Scotland, Rangers beat Dundee United 1-0 to move 5 points behind Celtic and Aberdeen, while one game in action tonight sees Galway United host Shamrock Rovers. In Formula One, Oscar Piastri fended off Charles Leclerc to win a thrilling Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Lando Norris recovered to fourth place and beat Max Verstappen. So McLaren have now taken the lead in the Constructors' Championship from Red Bull. They have a 20-point advantage. To women's cricket, and a brilliant win for Ireland yesterday. They completed their record chase in T20 internationals to secure a thrilling 5-wicket victory over the English in Clontarf. And Orla Prendergast top scored with a superb 80 from 51 deliveries as Ireland reached their target of 170 with just one ball to spare. Here's the Irish captain, Gabby Lewis, speaking with John.
I think just the way we won it is really the thing that sticks out to me. I think seeing the likes of Sarah Forbes go in there and hit that four, like, it just makes you so proud, and it just shows all the work that's been going on behind closed doors. Everyone stepping up in such a high-pressure situation. It's just, yeah, I'd say that's top of the rhymes there for me.
Decision to let them bat first, what was the reason for that?
Look, I don't think we bowled well enough last game, and I think that doesn't show. It's not an excuse for the toss. I think it was still the right decision, and I backed the decision today as well. I think we bowled a lot better. I know they got similar score, but I do think that we bowled better and we took our catches. So yeah, look, it's a good pitch. I think that's by par on this pitch. Quick outfield. So yeah, look, I backed us to chase this score at halftime. I wasn't feeling down. I still backed our team to chase it, and we did that today.
That's Gabby Lewis. And in racing at the Curragh, a great day's action. Aidan O'Brien is not ruling out a tilt at the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe with Kyprios after the popular stayer took back his crown in the Comer Group International Irish St. Ledger. O'Brien also won a 10th Moyglare Stud Stakes when Lake Victoria took the spoils. And Bradsell produced another blistering display to win the Bar 1 Racing Flying 5 Stakes. There's a change of scene to the racing action today. It's on the beach at Laytown.